CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoe portion. Before we go to the RF section of the net, we're going to recognize the pre-check-in list. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're located over in Travelers Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And W0WCR, that's William, and Malden, bringing with him W4JPR, that's Jennifer. William and Jennifer in Malden, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Tell Jennifer we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability, John. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we don't have any EchoLink stations on at the moment, but we are going to give a short pause for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just throw your call sign out there and call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators out there this time, but maybe next time. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. In Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
W. Mickey Bravo 4, Kilo Sierra Tango. Name is Stokes, and I'm over at Cross State Park in Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3. Stay warm.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, that was a good start to the net this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James up on Tuxedo Mountain up in North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And WB4KST, that's Stokes over in Spartanburg, at a park in Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Stokes. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And I was just checking when the last time you checked in with me, Stokes, because I knew it's been a long time. You did check in on this net one time before in the past when I was the net control operator, and that was on January the 15th of 2011. That was 9 years ago, Stokes. Anyway, good to have you back, even if it was 9 years later. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and good to hear you back on the radio, at least with me being the net control operator. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's over in Greer. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4LWE, that's Larry. He's over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. And K4KAE, that's Miss Alice over in Taylor's. Miss Alice, your audio is really, really low compared to what it normally is. Normally, your audio is a lot higher. Just want to let you know, just in case there's something going on there. Might have the mic turned around backwards or something. Anyway, something caused your audio to go really low, but we did get you checked in. So we appreciate you being here. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, KB3, KBT, Doc in North Pickens, negative and negative. Check me in and out, please.
Okay, Doc, you're going to have to check me on this one because I'm not sure I got it 100% correct. Net Control, I'd like to recognize Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, Doc and Pickens. Do I have that right?
Correct, sir.
Okay, Doc, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope all's going well with you, and appreciate your patience because I wasn't sure I had that one correct. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Flying out Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Mobile, Greenville.
Okay, next to elect, recognize W4IYI. That's Robert over in... did you say Rock Hill? I was listening to your call. No, you said Mobile in Greenville. That came to me later. Anyway, be careful out there, Robert. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Your audio is pretty low tonight, or your signal's pretty low too, but you did get in. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. We'll go ahead now and move it to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. 4OBQ, Stacy and Anderson. Hey, Dave, I'll be in and out.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Dr. Watson, please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thanks, sir.
Okay, that's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4OVQ. That's Stacy over in Anderson. Good to have you as nice, Stacy. Haven't heard you on the radio in a while. Good to hear you on the radio. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all located over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, that's Pat, sounding good from Malden this evening. Good to have you tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a good group. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a perfect double. Keyed up at the same time and unkeyed up at the same time two times. I did get Jim. Jim is the one that won out, but not by a lot. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA2TXJ. That's Jim over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And the other station that doubled with Jim, go again. We really want to get you checked in.
GAW. Let me see if I got it. Also, Jim, November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo. Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you in the net.
Okay, how often does that happen? Two Jims doubling exactly the same on two key-ups. Net Control, like to recognize N2SUB. That's Jim over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Appreciate your patience while we got you checked in this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix that call that begins with the letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Miss Amy, you're doing well. Check in and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, wherever you're in Chesney, check us in and out, Dave. Good to hear you. W4DJW.
Okay, that last station, all I got was my call. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX. That's Jamie bringing with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. Sounding good from Chesney tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We did have another station who just threw out my call. You want to try it one more time? Okay, we're in the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Can you stay everybody on the
control? Get Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. I was trying to get checked in on the HT a minute ago, so that was me. I've been adjusting on deviation on it, so I still got a little bit more work to do then, it looks like. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net, 73s to all.
Okay, I did miss that station over there on Echolink. And for some reason, it's not showing up in my window. Until now. I see it now. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan. He's over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Alan. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4WOZ. That's Rod over in Greenville. He's the mayor of Waz. Good to have you tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And from Echolink, K4ZZX. That's Steve over at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you using that Echolink functionality. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please checking K4BAN, Alex in Clemson. Hope you're doing well. Negative, negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
JW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie and 4DJC. Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Stay warm in the 73s.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4BAN. That's Alex over in Clemson. I saw you out there on the Rosetta at Home site, Alex. I see you're still crunching away. Appreciate you doing that. Still crunching, folding proteins for COVID. Figure out what that low energy fold is. Appreciate you doing that, Alex, and good to have you with us this evening. And KO4AOW, that's David over in Edmond. You're sounding good as usual, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And for DJC, that's Jerry from Anderson. Sounding good tonight, Jerry. Do appreciate you being here. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. Checking in, and I'll hang around.
DJW. Mr. Dave and Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my personal Brian Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew. Good night. Good evening, you, Dave, and Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, Nick Troll, like recognize KO4 Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKV, that is Duncan over in Asheville. I got you down for comments, Duncan. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's over in Easley. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Good to have you with tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And hope you guys stay warm over there. It is going to get cold tonight, down in the 20s. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix that are called, it begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. We'll stick around tonight, Dave.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTT, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4, he's in. That's Harry over in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And our Sunday and Monday night net controllers, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and W2MJB, that's Mark. Good to have you this night, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Do appreciate all you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Tell Mark we said hello. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody on the very first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KO4 JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. Duncan, you got a brand new, clean, shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Thank you, WDJW. This is KO4JKV, Duncan. I'm a new ham, and this is my second time checking into this net, and just as about a minute ago, I got a lot of snow coming back. But, enjoying listening to everybody talk and everything. I kind of checked in out of sequence, but I'm having trouble getting through. But I'll hang around. I don't have much to say. There's not much snow here, but it's definitely cold. But I'll hang around, and I'm just so glad that I made it in. KO4JKP.
Well, Duncan, first of all, congratulations on getting your ticket and finding us and figuring out how your radio works and how shifts works on repeaters and what the input frequency is and what the output frequency is. That's quite a task to get all that figured out. I hope you do have a mentor or somebody in the amateur radio clubs there to help you out with up there north of Asheville to help you out with amateur radio, because it can be quite confusing. Do you know which area of amateur radio operating that which direction are you headed in? Like, for example, there's satellites, there's HF, there's contesting, there's CW, phone, digital. Have you figured all that out yet? What area are you going to go into first?
question. As of now, what I want to do is to do some contesting, do some SOTA activations. I've ordered an elk antenna. My objective is to see what I can do with this HT that I'm using. So I used to be a rock climber way back in the 90s, but I can still make it up to summit. So I just want to get up there and just see what I can do on 2 meter 440. And from then, I don't know. But yeah, HF would be my next thing. Well, maybe before that, learn some CW, because that, I see that's really handy on those soda activations. Over.
Well, that sounds like you're going down an exciting trail. There are a lot of soda goats out there, a lot of guys that like to activate mountaintops. They call them soda goats because they're goat or rock climbers like you were. And so, yeah, I'm sure you'd appreciate that. And like you said, CW goes further with less power. It's one of the reasons that it's so attractive. You can have a lot lighter load that you have to carry up to the mountaintop if you activate them with CW, because you can get out further with less energy, which means you have to carry less battery up to the top of the hill. I think that's one of the reasons they like that so much. But you can do phone too. People have a lot of success with that, especially when you get high up on a mountaintop and you got a long wire antenna or one of those that unfolds upside down umbrella. I forget what they call those, but they carry those up there on the mountain too. Well, that's good to hear that you've got some ideas of things that you want to do. That CW will take a little while. Don't expect that to come immediately. That's kind of like learning a whole new language.
I kind of got sideswiped with the learning CW. Every time I listen to a net, sometimes I don't check in. I got the mic fright, but if someone says soda or they do the parts on the air, I perk up, write something down. So that's something I really want to get into, but... thanks so much for the response, and I'll open it up to everybody else, but I'll still stand by the lesson. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Nashville, and thanks so much. 73s, everybody.
Okay, Duncan, well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net, and yeah, get over that mic fright. Once you get over that, it becomes ham radio becomes very useful. It's a good hobby. You'll be glad you got into it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Have you? If you and Miss Amy are well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Dave. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
B4, or DJW. Again, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, SKN4, UBG, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. Just had one of them blank moments there just for a second, but you know what I'm talking about when you get to be that age. But say send me threes to everybody on the net. Hope everybody's doing well. And the new guy up in Asheville, congratulations, and think you'll like it. And I haven't been too long ago, got mine. I think I'm going on 2 years, I think. I love it. You'll like it. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sid runs the net every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 146.64, just a click or two up from where you are right now on your dial, on your FM radio. And he had that repeater has a tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 146.64 with a tone of 91.5. I'm sure you would enjoy Sid's net, and he would love to have you. They have a really good net there. They've got lots of check-ins. And afterwards, they have a slow scan TV net. So if you're interested in slow scan TV, hang around Sunday after the net and learn more about slow scan TV. They do tell you a web page that you can go to that you can pull up their slow scans so that you can see them all on your screen. You won't even have to have the radio gear to see them. You can just log into the website and see them. So that's pretty cool. So you're not in the dark. Anyway, Sid, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay warm. It's getting cold up there. KN4UBG, that's Kevin over in Fountain Inn. Good to have you as night, Kevin. You're sounding good. Yeah, I have those senior moments quite a bit. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's that signal that's traveling down the synaptic gap, and it gets to a Y in the road, and it doesn't know which way to go, left or right, left or right, left or right. And then eventually it picks one, and it goes. That's just the way it works, Kevin. When you get so much up there, sometimes it takes a little while longer to decide which path it's going to take to get it out. But it comes out eventually. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Take care, stay safe, and stay warm. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, Landon Mobile Liberty, negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That is Landon, who is mobile over in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Stay safe out there on the mobile. Stay warm. It's going to be cold out there if the wind's blowing and it's cold. You know how that is. You've been on the tower in the cold before. Good to have you with us tonight. Stay safe. Let's see. The next one up on stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Duncan is still listening. I don't know where in Asheville he lives, but I picked him up on input, so wasn't quite as loud as he was on the repeater, but still very clear. So his radio is doing a good job. Like I said, I don't know where he's physically located. I suspect that he's probably in West Asheville, but anyway, welcome him, and if he's interested in doing soda activations, there are two or three folks up here in the Asheville area that he needs to become acquainted with who like doing that. And also, throw something else at him if he's, don't know what his working hours are, but if he is free Friday morning starting about 10 o'clock on the Westcar's repeater, so it's 146.91 with a tone of 91.5. There is a very informal gathering Friday morning of local guys that just want to talk, kind of like what we're doing right now. We have discussed, we don't discuss religion, we don't discuss politics, we don't talk about each other or each other's wives. But we have discussed the relative merits of building antenna structures out of green and yellow bamboo poles. So that kind of tells you the range of our discussion, and there's no protocol or anything like that. You just throw your call out and say good morning. So don't know if he's available 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, but there's some folks that he can get acquainted with up here. Anyway, out here in Canada, we had, I think, maybe an eighth of an inch of snow on the hood of the car this morning. Nothing on the grass, and the thermometer said it was 32 degrees. It says it's 28 right now. But not a lot here, but watching the news tonight, the folks who live maybe 25, 30 miles north of Asheville got some pretty good snow. And west of here, they got some good snow. So not complaining here. Stayed in, stay quiet, and trying to stay out of the way of those unfolded viruses out there. I was looking at enable their screensaver, and it's interesting to watch what that thing does. I think I've got six very old computers crunching away, and I know they don't go very fast, but I leave them running all the time, and it's fun to watch, and then also to feel like maybe you're helping something, especially since they've got the vaccine coming out, and it sounds like they used some of the ideas to make that vaccine work. Anyway, we'll bounce it back to you, Dave, and I got a funny feeling the second shift has probably already started to arrive, so we'll pass it back to you, and if you want to chat some more, we're still here. I'm chasing some DX on FT8 right now on the other radio, but anyway, W4DJW, KC4EZN.
K KC4EZN, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it's 33 and clear skies here in Greer. No snow whatsoever, but it is 33. It is cold, and it's supposed to get down in the 20s. So, and I noticed that Duncan is north of Asheville. I pulled him up on QRZ, and it shows that he is a little bit north of Asheville, not too much. So that probably helps you where you are in Candler, able to hear him on reverse. And, yeah, that crunching for COVID, I'm pretty sure that that helped quite a bit. I think they passed that information on. It's and it's not only the guys like you and me, Harry, that signed up back 9 months ago when we signed up. You, me, Alex, John, a bunch of ham radio operators signed up. And some of those guys that were already on that team were ham operators as well, so... ham operators helping out for crunching against COVID. But that is pretty interesting to see how that works. They've been doing that since like 2003, I think, a lot of those guys. So we're going on a year. We're working on, once it wraps around here, three more months, we'll be in it for about a year. Whereas those guys have been in it since 2003. And that's about the time that I got really busy going back and forth to Charlotte every single day, and that's when I couldn't maintain my hives anymore, and I had to unplug them. So that's about the time I got out of it. It's when they started getting really heavy into it. And that was because of some other virus back at that point in time, the predecessor to COVID, or SARS, which is a form of COVID. But it is interesting to watch those folds. Most of my crunching machines are Raspberry Pis, and they're headless. They don't have a monitor. So they don't show you anything. All they do is crunch numbers and heat up the room. That's it. They just sit there getting hot and crunching numbers. I monitor their memory, and I monitor their CPU usage, and sometimes they send them a work unit that's got more memory requirements than the Raspberry Pi has, and I have to go aboard it and to free that one up so they can get back to work with all four CPU. But it's fun. It's like a little hive nursery. It's fun to look at it every morning, make sure it's still running, make sure none of the nodes have recycled. If they have, they're back to work and they're busy. So I enjoy that. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you hanging around. I'll let you go ahead and get back to your DX. I think you're right. I think second shift did come and go, but we'll check one more time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
In and out, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Did you find any snow, Dave?
No snow over here in Greer, not yet. They did. They were calling for it last night, but I don't think they're calling for it tonight. It looks like it's got clear skies and 33 degrees. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Slaptown this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you stay warm, stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. And we don't have any snow either. Hope we don't have any. So, you guys take it easy. Have a great week. Thank you.
W. Like you got another good net going this week. Good to hear you again, sir. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville, as always. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave. 73, do you want everyone on that?
4DJW. In KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
Okay, there's a good group of second shifters. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Stay warm, stay safe. And AK4HR, that is Mike over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well and do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KF4KYI, that's Tom in downtown Greenville. Sounding good from downtown Greenville tonight, Tom. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
4DJW, K4DZX, please check, please.
Recheck, go ahead.
DJW, K4ZZX. I'm on my HT. I've been working on deviation on this. I think I'm ready to button it up. Is it any way sound odd? Any, you know, weird sound, or does it sound right on the way?
No deviation abnormalities at all. It sounds just like you're sitting here in the room with me, other than I can tell it's a handheld because it's got some white noise around it. But no amplification problems. It's not under, it's not over driven. It's just right.
All right, Dave. Well, I was having trouble with it. I was going to try to check in, but for some reason, it all of a sudden, I couldn't get it to key up. So checked a few things and found out what the issue was. Got that squared away. I'm very seriously considering taking my general again week after next. And when I do, I'm going to need to get me an antenna party together. I'm not able to get up and...
Sounded, Steve, like you might have been walking around when you got into the antenna party piece of that transmission, because it started moving. You lost your X. You got off your X because you lost connection to the repeater. Try that portion again.
I think I'm going to be trying to get a party together to help me with an antenna after I take my general and pass it, I hope, this go-round. I've been holding on and studying as much as I can lately, but I think I'm about ready.
Well, that sounds good. I think if you throw it out there early enough and let people know soon enough so they can make plans, you probably get a few people over there to help you hang an antenna. What kind of antenna are you going to choose? Do you know yet?
I have a dual-band dipole that I'm putting up for 2 meters, 70 centimeters. And I've got an in-fed that I'm going to be using for 10 through 80.
Okay. Well, I'd suggest you just throw that out there, give people time to plan for it, plan ahead of time, come help you put them up. And, you know, COVID might make people a little bit timid, but some people aren't. So I'd at least throw it out there and see what you get.
Copy that. I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of riding around with my sons. They deliver utility vehicles and ATVs all over the southeast to Tractor Supply. And I've been riding with them on the trips down to Georgia and Mississippi, Alabama. Been having a good time doing it. I got one of them that's somewhat interested in ham radio, but hadn't quite convinced him to take the technician yet.
Well, let them know that if they get out too far on the ATV, they can put a mobile rig on ATV, and that allows them to keep contact with everybody for miles and miles around. Might be an incentive for them to you get. Might be like the dangling the carrot to get them to bite.
Pick up new ones from the factory and deliver them to Tractor Supply.
So they don't use four wheelers. They're just deliverers of four wheelers.
That's it. They have a lot of fun doing it. They I kind of admire them. One of them tell me that people talk about what the United States is made of. They're glad they get a chance to see it because they stay on two-lane and secondary roads pretty much 80% of the time. And they get a chance to see what rural America is all about.
W4DJW on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's all the more reason to have a ham radio rig in your truck, in the delivery truck, when you're out and about in the rural area where there may not be a good cell phone reception or even a tower nearby. And then where amateur radio will go hundreds of miles on HF, on Simplex. So you can always reach somebody.
K4DJW, K4ZZX. Now, I've been working on slow and steady. There's been a couple times I've had to pull my HT out and try to get somebody on 2 meters. And I've been running about 80% of the time I can catch somebody on, if I try about 3 or 4 different repeaters in the area.
Well, there you go. If you plan ahead, you'll know what repeaters are around, and if they have a tone, you can have that all programmed in and have that ready to go. I used to do that when I was driving a lot more, you know, plot out where the repeaters are and go ahead and plug that in. And then when you start out on the trip, just hit scan, and while it's in memory mode, and it just scans through all of them. And then as you're going through those areas, if anybody's using those repeaters, it'll come up. You'll be able to talk to them.
This. They think I'm crazy because I plot out the cheapest fuel for them on their trips. So I know they'll think I'm crazy if I start plotting out repeaters on the trip out there and back.
There's one of those places like RadioReference.com. I don't think it's Radio Reference, but it's something like it, that you can tell them what the route is, and they have a file that you can download with that route, and it'll give you all the repeaters with all the frequencies and offsets between the 2 points that are on your route.
And on Radio Reference for public service frequencies, like fire, EMS, other, you know, emergency services. But I kind of got my repeater handbook, and I can get it on the phone, and I've got the app, so it's pretty easy for me to get it on the phone relatively quick.
Well, there you go. That's a good way to do it. I used to do that when I traveled a lot. I guess if I ever get back to where I'm traveling a lot, I'll get back into that habit. But after you quit traveling, the need goes down.
That's just about all I've got.
Okay, Steve. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around. Hope you stay safe while you're out there on the road. And good to have you with us on the Rag Chew portion of that this evening. We also had an Echo Link station that checked in. Shane, KJ4HYC, checked in over Echo Link from 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Take care, Steve. Appreciate you being there this evening. Have I missed anyone for comments or have missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure to return tomorrow night where KI4DOS will be calling the net, and you'll also get the swap net to go with that. That's always good, and I'm sure Gary would appreciate you being there. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.